is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. I begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rescue portion. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. Folks, my computer is down, so I called another ham, and he gave me most of the pre-nets. And if there's any more, somebody come in and let me know about them. But I'll run through the pre-nets, and then we'll go over to the EchoLink. I've got EchoLink up on my phone, so I've got EchoLink capabilities, but not the pre-nets. Say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room watching some TV tonight. And then we got W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. Well, he's up in Prosperity. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI. That's Mr. Dunn and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert, he's up there at River Falls. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KI4GOD, that's Mr. John, he's over in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over there in Inman. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And WB4ZPH, that's Mr. David, he's over in Taylor's. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don, he's up there in Bowling Springs. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty, he's over in Moore. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's over in down in Piedmont. And AC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Patrick, did I get them all?
Yes, Gary, there's no new ones, so that's it for the pre-net check-ins tonight.
I'll go ahead and check you in now while I've got you on the air. KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello, and thanks for having me out there, buddy. I do appreciate it. And we'll go from there. If happens to be any other show up, just give me a holler. It don't matter where I'm at, just for you know how it goes. But thanks for all those folks that have checked in with the pre-net check-in function of the repeater. Thank Patrick for helping me out. And now we'll go over, don't have any EchoLink stations up, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4 BOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar. Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoal, and she'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the deck, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you, everybody on the net.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, they're down in Piedmont. And they bring along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle down in Wareshoal via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Rick, you must be on an HT or something tonight. Your signal is not what it normally is. But we got you in the log. Do appreciate you checking in with us, and y'all have a great weekend. And then we got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well, and hope you have a wonderful weekend as well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Look forward to seeing you real soon up there at the Hamfest. And I'll recheck Mr. Patrick in, KO4HKX, but this is his group, and he and Harry always check in together, or right behind each other. But anyway, we got all of you in the log this evening. Harry, hope you have a wonderful weekend. And Patrick, I hope you have a wonderful weekend as well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Delta Mike Sierra. KG4DMS, Dwayne and Traveler's Rest. Negative and negative. 73's there, buddy.
The DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KG4DMS, Mr. Dwayne up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dwayne. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Let's move up now to the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DLS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, of course, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. That's 73s for each one of you.
OS. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing good. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Joy's having a good evening and a well, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
QS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. Oh, good night. 7-3.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. Look forward to seeing you up there at the Ham Fest here in just a little bit. But I hope you have a great weekend and hope you're doing well. And then we got W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up here in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Thanks for asking about me and Joy. We're doing good down here. Can't complain about anything. But hope you all are doing well, continue to do well, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for being with us, Sid. And KO4JKV, Nashville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And then we got KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you and Donna are doing well. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be back to you here in just a little bit there, Larry. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Boy, for OVQ, long lost Stacy down in Anderson, South Carolina. Hope you're doing well.
US, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, this is W.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to voice from the past here, M4OVQ, Mr. Stacy, down there in Anderson. Stacy, been missing you there, young man. Hope you have been doing well. Good hearing you on the radio tonight. Hope you're doing good, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for coming in here and checking in with us, Stacy. Come back a little more often if you can. Yeah, we'd love to have you each and every night. Also like to say good evening to KL4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And W4MTQ, that's Mr. Eddie. He's down there in Simpsonville as well. Eddie, your radio's still breaking up a little bit there, young man, but we got you in the lot, and hope you and the family have a wonderful weekend. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike Fupapa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty, and I'll mean negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
No, Chris. DOS, could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey? That's KQ4SBW. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out tonight.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope that both of y'all are doing well. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have a marvelous weekend. And KQ4SBW, that's Mr. Jamie up there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4QHV, that's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you have a marvelous weekend as well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the patient group on a Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane at home in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
U.S. Chester 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
U.S. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're both here in southern Greenville County. We'll both be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Ms. Joy, and everyone on that.
DOS 3. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And KO4YHY, Minister Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg. He's over there in Greer. And Greg, I saw you on the Echo Link a minute ago, and I was fixing to call for Echo Links, and you dropped out. But thanks for coming in and checking with us on the RF side. Do appreciate you being here, and I hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4 Victor Mike. Name is Brett Allen, and I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4VM, Mr. Allen over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a marvelous weekend. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough, and I'll stick around for a comment with you tonight, Gary.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet KA2TXJ. Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, check in Kilo 4 November Whiskey X-ray. My name is Rich. I'm in Anderson County. No traffic tonight.
for DOS. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India, KJ4, BKI, check. Over in Rock Hill, ma'am. Just wishing everybody a happy 4th and have a safe one. Y'all take care. 7-3. Just wave back, just do me in and out, ma'am.
KI4 DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KK4 SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Dale, I hope you are doing well. Whew, I can't even talk tonight, Dale. But do appreciate you being here. I hope you have a marvelous weekend, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got KA2TXJ, Master Jim. He's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And K4NWX, that's Mr. Rich. He's down there in Anderson County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rich. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And KJ4BKI, Mr. Jack, he's up there in Rock Hill. Good signal, as always, Mr. Jack from Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you have a marvelous weekend. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We're going to pause. Normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a couple of folks said they'd stay around for a little RAG 2, and the first one on the... the stump is not real dry, but it's clean and shiny. It's a little damp over here. We got a little rain over here today. It's KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Larry, did y'all get any rain over there today?
4DOS in the net. This is KK4JBQ. Yeah, we got a little bit of rain. Probably at the rate of 3 inches an hour if it kept up. It was really pouring down here. And what it did was, take the gracious, it was 91. And with the rain, it dropped down to 75. And in 20 minutes, it was back up to 82. So it temporarily cooled everything off of just a tad. And it raised the humidity. It doubled the humidity. I was waiting until the rain stopped to go out and do some stuff on the patio that I'd been waiting to do. I wanted to get done before the rain fell. And son of a gun, it was so hot that I had to come in and take another shower. Yeah, I was just drenched. Anyway, we had plenty of rain today. Before I forget it, I want to say a particular thank you to each and every one of the net control operators for filling in while Dave's been absent. I checked the calendar, and according to what he told us when he had to part ways, that he'd be back on the 27th of next month. That'd be 4 weeks from today. And Dave, if you're listening, we miss you. I know everybody misses you. But they're taking care of it. They're doing a marvelous job. And I want to say thanks particularly, Gary, because I know you've covered more than your share of dates. KK4JBQ.
Well, I'm glad you got a little rain over there today. We got a little rain over here. It's, we had 1/100th of an inch before this rain, and that's all. I mean, we hadn't had any rain this month over here. It's been dry, dry, dry. So I was glad to see that, but at the same time, you know, I tore my old barn down. I had to clean off the concrete pad and send the manufacturer that's building my steel building a picture of the pad. So
So I got, I had to get that cleared off, and I got all that done before the rain hit. So I was very fortunate as far as that goes. But then again, it's been real hot and all of that, and I understand. You going out on the patio doing some work today, and the humidity just jumping way up there. And Well, you go out and do any kind of yard work here. If you've been accustomed to staying indoors with air conditioning, you go out there for 30 minutes to an hour or so, you come back in, you need to take a shower. You're going to be wet. With sweat, and it's just the way it is. But it's summertime, so we'll deal with that as it comes. Thank you for the good wishes for the net controllers. All the net controllers are doing a fine job. And there's others that have been stepping up and picking up nets where they don't normally call. And boy, I appreciate that, and I'm sure Dave does, and well, everybody on the net does, because at least we got a net controller. You know, the net the net goes on regardless of who's calling it. But you don't have to be a net controller to call the net if you don't, if you don't have the preamble or something that way, and ain't no net controller out, jump in there and start calling. We'll help you along.
Understand? It's going to operate. There's enough people who care about it to keep it all off. I want to reflect just a little bit on what happened earlier in the net. When Eddie checked in, the breakup in his signal sounds an awful lot like something I've observed in one of my machines, a microphone problem, probably a cord on a microphone. I know his radio is fairly new, and perhaps he's suspect that there wouldn't be such a thing as that on a new machine. But anyway, the breakup is so intermittent and so complete, you know, like a disconnect, back connect again, disconnect, back connected. And I just wanted to say that in case Eddie's still listening. Not an easy problem to fix. For me, when I had that, I had to get another microphone, cable and all, yeah, and that cured it. Anyway, yesterday was my birthday, and to celebrate, I do a little celebrating, you know, just for myself. I've been wanting to see a movie that I hadn't watched in a long time. I hadn't really researched the movie. You know, you get a new, this is back in the DVD days, you get a new DVD and you just pop it in there and watch, you know. And quick as it's over, you put it away again. Well, yesterday, I read the box cover and I realized that there was all kinds of extra stuff on the DVD. I watched the movie again, and that was good. And then I watched the extra stuff, which was, I mean, it was something I didn't know, was that the movie, if I didn't mention it, is Firefox, starring Clint Eastwood. He acted and he directed that picture. And one of the extra pieces of it was they went through what it's like to be an actor on the set and a director at the same time. That was very interesting. How difficult it was to direct other actors. You are in your role, you are in costume and makeup and all that stuff, and you're still directing people. That's just a little bit extra, I would think. Anyhow, I looked the man up, and how old do you guess Clint Eastwood is? KK4JBQ.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, he's probably
probably a little bit older than you and I, so I would say he's probably up there, you know, maybe 80, 81, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Same thing, but the man is 94, looking awfully good for 94. That just amazed me. Got a 27-year-old daughter who just got married a couple of days up, so this extra stuff comes along no additional charge. Anyhow, well, I know you got somebody else waiting, so that's about it for me. I do count it a privilege to be here, and I'm awfully tickled to be able to talk to folks. And yesterday was a good birthday, but now we'll start on 74. I'm working on 74. This is KK4JBQ. 73, Gary.
Well, belated happy birthday. Did not know yesterday was your birthday. But happy birthday. Hope all went well. Hope you had a wonderful day. Hope you have the rest of the days in the year are even better. And you were talking about movies on DVDs. I got... Jerry and I have an entertainment center. It has a big drawer down on the bottom. That thing is full, I mean absolutely full of VHS tapes. And I told her, I said, you know, I would like to get all of these movies, all these tape movies on DVDs. And she asked me why. I said, well, every time you play a video tape, it stretches the tape and degrades the movie a little bit. And, you know, if we hadn't watched them too many times, well, they would be in pretty good shape. And I said, but then again, I don't know how well the digital DVDs hold up. But we'll have to do some research and development on that and see. But anyway, we still got a VCR. You know, sitting under there, and we use it occasionally. You know, we'll plug a tape in. You know, if there's nothing on TV, and you can't find anything, we'll go through the DVDs. If we don't find one of those we like, we'll go through the tapes, and then we'll find something that we want to watch. So we got a way to play them, which is still good. Anyway, Larry, you and Miss Donna have a great evening. What's left of it, and we'll stop later. You enjoyed it there, young man. And again, happy birthday. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Next up is Mr. Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Ellenboro. Dale, what have you been up to there, young man? And are you going to the Waynesville Ham Fest?
Good evening, Gary. Good to hear you. It's KK4SMV, and yes, Lord willing, I have all intentions of going to the Waynesville Ham Fest. You know, my wife and I have an anniversary real close to the time of the Waynesville Ham Fest, so I do a dual purpose on this thing. We always go and we make a long weekend of it, and we find us a romantic little place to stay, and I slip off to the Ham Fest for a little while, so it works real convenient. And spend a few days in the mountains and also catch a Ham Fest. It doesn't get any better than that, Gary.
I tell you what, you got it going there, Dale. No doubt in my mind about that. I just wonder how in the world, when you take your wife out on a romantic weekend, that you can slip away for a couple of hours, a couple 3 hours to go to a Ham Fest. If I took my wife on a romantic type weekend, she wouldn't want me far out of her sight. You know, she would want me right there with her. Even if she was doing some arts and crafts that only ladies do.
I understand. Gary, I'm going to tell you, I am blessed with the best woman I could possibly have. I really am. And we do a lot of stuff together, but we also... each one have our time, and we do our own thing, and it's just like our TV set's rarely on. I can't tell you the last time we turned it on, to be honest with you. And I come in here in the ham shack, and I play radio and have a wonderful time with it. get to talk to a lot of great, interesting people, not only on VHF, but I spend a tremendous amount of time on HF and enjoyed having a good ride too with people all over the world and things. And her thing is to be in that kitchen cooking. And you can kind of suspect that when you see me, as you know, I'm about 100 pounds bigger than I should be, but she loves being there, and she cooks a lot for the church. Our church has a ministry where we feed homeless people and stuff, and she prepares meals for about 80 people every 2 weeks on that, one thing and another. So, you know, I've got the perfect wife, Gary. I can't complain.
I don't know. I thought I had the perfect wife, but well, maybe we both got perfect ladies. You know, they're perfect for us. We just gel together and complement each other as far as that goes. But I tell you what, your wife staying in the kitchen like that. I'm telling you, cooking for that many folks is just unheard of anymore. My mother-in-law, before she passed away, it did, especially on the weekend, you know, like Sunday afternoon, there was always enough to feed anybody and everybody that came in the house. And I asked her, I said, well, how do you do that? She said, well, if you let me know, I can always throw an extra bean in the pot.
Yes, I mean, it's always been that way. And it was interesting. My youngest brother went to school in Greenville. And some of those guys he went to school with would come up on the weekends. They worked in church up here before we were going at the time. And before he started school down there, his friends were some of those guys, and he'd go around on Sunday at church, and he'd say, how many can eat at your house? How many can eat at your house? How many can eat at your house? He'd find places for all them boys to eat. And, you know, we were just used to that, so we always prepared for two or three of them guys to be able to eat lunch at our house. And, you know, it's just always been the way things work.
That's the way it used to be, Dale. It ain't quite that way anymore, as far as I can tell. Well, it's not... Not that way around in my area, I'll put it that way. You know, that's marvelous when you can do that. And, you know, make sure these folks, especially the young folks, have something good and nourishing to eat. It's not fast food, and it's, you know, it's well prepared and well seasoned. And I'm sure they really enjoy it as well. But, that's the way we grew up down here. Matter of fact, my best friend got it up. He and I hung around together, and we still stay in touch. Was a preacher's son, and oh gosh, we got in more trouble together than Carter's got pills, I guess. But I think we both turned out pretty well. He's a minister of music, and I'm retired and talking on the radio.
I understand. I think you turned out pretty well. I tell you what, I'm proud to be able to tell people about you anyway. I think pretty highly of you. I'll leave it at that. We won't get into anything else there on it. But, yeah, you know, honestly, I tell people there's no greater blessing than to have a good wife, and there's no bigger curse than to have a bad one.
I really talk about that in that respect, Dale, but you got a good point there. You know, sometimes I wonder I know you know, but sometimes I wonder if I know how blessed I am with a sweet little bride that I got in there that puts up with me and all the stuff she's been through. And, of course, I mean, it's worked both ways, don't get me wrong, you know, but... my wife's a marvelous lady. She puts up with me and driving a truck for I don't know how many years. And, I drove a truck 45 years, so that's a lot of years. And, getting up early and being gone for two or three days or a week at a time, and then being home for two or three days or a week at a time, that's kind of hard to get accustomed to.
It is, and I SMV. Well, see, I was a welder, and I worked construction for a while, and I worked in metal fabrication and stuff, and I traveled some with companies I worked for some and things, and so she had to put up with a lot, and we raised twin boys, of all things, to be raising, and she survived that, so she's a pretty tough girl. But top it all off, her dad introduced us.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, Dale. That's amazing that her dad introduced her. Joy and I met in, we had chorus together in high school, and that's where I finally met her. And the way we actually got together is me and another boy, we had a bet who could get the first date with her. And we were supposed to wait till a certain day, and I jumped the gun. I went ahead and got a little overanxious and asked her first. And you know, he didn't know about that, and we never did tell him. But I got the date, and he didn't.
There you go. But I'll tell you a good one. See, Susan was a senior in high school when I was a freshman. She's 3 years older than me. And so we didn't really know each other in high school. I remember seeing her come in the grocery store with her mother when I worked in the grocery store when I was in high school and college and stuff. But I was in the fire department with her dad, his assistant chief. And one night, back in, we didn't have a tax district, just a little rural fire department. We had to have a fundraiser every Saturday night to keep the wheels turning on the trucks. If it hadn't been for one of the local businesses giving us batteries and donating tires, we still wouldn't have made ends meet, but we had good businesses in the community that helped us some. But she was working in the kitchen. I looked at Joe and I said, Joe, who's that cute little dark-headed girl working in the kitchen back there? He lit up like a Christmas tree. He said, that's my daughter. Come on. You need to go meet her.
So you've been eating her cooking ever since, haven't you?
There you go. You know, me and him, we used to hunt and fish together, and we put down floor cover, and we done a lot of stuff together, and I used to pick at her. I'd tell her daddy paid me to marry her. He promised he'd keep us a good boat to fish out of and good dogs to hunt with if I'd marry her.
We got a lot more in common than I thought for my father-in-law, and I... He didn't hunt, but he and I fished together a lot, and he was shorter than I am, and he was a little rounder at the time. I'm probably bigger than he was now, but anyway, I called him my little fat fishing buddy, and I called him that through his face. And we were out someplace one day, and I introduced him. I said, this is my father-in-law. He's my little fat fishing buddy, George. And the fellow that we were talking to looked at me and he says, you better be watch your mouth. That's your father-in-law. I said, yeah, but that's an endearment. He knows how I feel about him. But we were like that as well. We did some roofing together, and oh gosh, I don't know what all we've done. Stayed in the garden a bunch and stuff like that, you know. So I learned a lot from my father-in-law, and I had a really good one.
Oh, yes. I'll be honest. I missed him so much when he died. And I'll be honest. He had cancer. And when he was diagnosed, he had prostate cancer. And it had already metastasized every bone in his body. And he was good-natured about it. He had a little lawnmower shop. He had retired and had a little lawnmower shop. Somebody come by one day and they said, Joe, how you doing? He said, well, I was doing pretty good. I went to the doctor the other day and said, now that I'm just eat up with cancer. And he said, so they tell me I'm sick, you know. But he is real good natured and everything. And he was as good a friend as I could have had.
My biggest compliment from my mother-in-law and my father-in-law both. When me and Joy got married, we got married in their house. That was the first time we got married. And after the ceremony was over, and we were over there signing the papers with the pastor and all this, My mother-in-law and my father-in-law both came over here, and one was on one side and one was on the other. And they both put their arms around me and said, you know, we don't want you to think of yourself as our son-in-law. We want you to think of yourself as our son, because that's the way we feel about you. You know, we don't have a son-in-law. We have another son. And they always treated me that way, and, you know, that's the way I try to treat my children's brides.
Absolutely. You know, treat them like you're part of the family. You know, I've heard too many people through the years fuss about their in-laws and stuff, and I've watched the lives they live, Gary. And, you know, a whole lot of the problem's not their in-laws, it's them. If you treat people the way you ought to treat people, they'll treat you decent most of the time.
Good people out there, Dale. You know, all you see on the news is a lot of good folks out there.
Well, Gary, look at the people I've made friends with since I've been in amateur radio. I've got some people that I call my friends that I think a world of. If they call me tonight and said, I need you, you're one of them, Gary. If you said you need me, I'd be in Greenville just as soon as I could get there, I mean. And there's people like that in Charlotte, there's people like that down Shirawa. I mean, there's people up in Virginia and Kentucky and Tennessee and places, I mean. There's people I think a whole lot of that I've made contact with and got to know and grown close to.
I understand completely, Dale. I tell people all the time, this is, you know, our ham community is like a family. And, you've done it, and I've done it, and a lot of other hams have done it. If they hadn't done it, they'll do it at some point in time. They'll be someplace and have their back to a person and hear them speak and know exactly who it is. And turn around and introduce themselves, and I also tell people, I said, don't get in your mind what somebody looks like because of how their voice sounds. I says, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to be either disappointed or you're going to say, I'd never believe that.
Well, Gary, I spent the last 8 years of my career there at the shop where I'd worked in purchasing. Well, there was a company I called, and it was in the same town that my youngest brother was pastor in. And I spoke often with this lady, and I didn't know how old she was, never asked her anything. She had the sweetest, prettiest sounding voice. I mean, just to hear her voice, you'd have thought she was probably a beautiful younger lady, you know. But I talked with her, very polite, very nice. Well, I told her I had a brother that lived there in town where he was pastor of church. One thing and another, well, she went to a wedding that he performed, and she went up to him and introduced herself and told him, said, I talk to your brother every couple of days and stuff. And I said to him, I said, how does she look so I'd know her if I seen her? Let me let the repeater drop. And he said, well, he said, she's about 50 years old, gray, and he said, she might be 5 feet tall, and said she's probably pretty close to 5 feet around.
Yeah, that's happened, but it's happened, you know, both directions. I can't complain about it, but, it don't matter what they look like on the outside, you know what their heart looks like. By talking to them, and I can get over the outward appearance as long as the inward appearance doesn't change a whole lot. that's what makes somebody prettier or not too pretty, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, that is so true. There's a lot of people that their beauty comes from their actions and their inward being. They can sure change your opinion about them just by how they act. And I've seen somebody you would see and you'd think, boy, she's a very attractive lady or something. And in 5 minutes of being around them, they just become an ugly person.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Ellenboro. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dale. I hate to admit it, but I've got three sisters, and they're all very attractive, but there's one of them that she doesn't act the way she looks. I'll put it that way.
I understand, Gary, and you know, if you had 100, it'd all be different. I've got twin boys, like I said earlier, and they don't look a thing alike and they act entirely different. One, you've met Andrew, because you've met him at Hamfest and stuff. Now, his twin brother, he's ham operator too, but he's down in Fuquay Marina. He's a great big old fella.
My Joy's sisters, Mary and Margaret, were twins. They were born about 2 minutes apart, but they don't look anything alike. Margaret's is about, she's about 6 inches taller than Mary, and but they're both beautiful ladies, you wouldn't think they were twins, I'll put it that way. You know, there's a lot of folks that think twins are supposed to be identical. Yeah, you know, there are some identical twins, but there's more twins that are not, that don't look exactly alike than they are that those that are. But, if something happens to one of them, the other one seems to know it before anybody else does.
You're right there, Gary. And, you know, it's interesting. Aaron, he is always high-strung, type A personality, and he's a network architect with Cisco Networking, and he's a typical engineer. He's convinced he can do it better than anybody else can. And Andrew, he works over here at the college, and he's liaison between the college and the students doing early college programs. So they're about as different as night and day.
That's what makes the world go round, Dale. If we were all the same, it'd be a dull place, wouldn't it?
It would be. Of course, me and my brothers are different. Here I was a welder. My youngest brother's a pastor. Was a pastor for years. Now he's a camp director at a Christian camp. My middle brother, he runs a paint auto body supply business. So, I mean, that's about as different as you can get between us. But, Gary, I need to let somebody else jump in here. If you enjoyed it, appreciate you calling the net. And hope you and your wife have a great day tomorrow, my friend. I'll say $73 on the net. This is KK4SMB, and look forward to seeing you at Waynesville.
Look forward to seeing your smiley face. And, folks, if you had never met Dale, you need to meet him. He's always got a smile on his face, and then... something good to say about everybody. Dale, you take care up there, and look forward to hopefully seeing you at the Waynesville Ham Fest. I'm planning on coming right now. If something happens between now and then, it'll be unforeseen. But as of right now, I'm planning on being there. But you and your wife have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, what's left of it. Beautiful day tomorrow. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. We'll do it again. KK4SMB, KI4DOS, SIM3, Dale. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, call 4, my uniform Kilo. It's KG4MK, Wayne and Seneca.
OS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4MUK. That's Mr. Wayne. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Wayne. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a marvelous weekend. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
I'll also check in my wife, Gina, KG4TDR. Before she throws a rolling pin at me. That's KG4TDR. That's Gina. I know she looked at me like, why didn't you check me in?
listening. Welcome to KG4TDR, Miss Gina, down there in Seneca. And Wayne, she needs to get something heavier in the rolling pin. She needs to get out one of them iron skillets. Wait till you lay, kick back over there in your recliner and your lazy chair and just sneak over.